Meeting will be held Tuesday, January 5th, 2021, at 10 a.m. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Brandy Norman?
Back or something?
Coastal Tide Agreement Execution? Come on down, please.
I'm having a Brad Willie.
What's happening?
Has he done quit?
He's retired.
He did?
No, he has not. He's got a shot somewhere. But Brandy runs this project.
Okay.
Brought him to that office.
Good morning.
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 So I brought back up today. Going to hand over to Vince, and then I'll come back to you.
So Vince Robertson, this is the SCRP agreement. You'll recall last week we had the presentation on the Coastal Tide complex behind the Home Depot just off Route 1. The Chapter 72 of the Code of Sussex County requires the county and the developer to execute an agreement that gets recorded in the recorder deeds so that what they're obligated to do is of record downstairs in the recorded deed so that anybody knows this is how the project has to be operated. And those units need to be set aside as affordable rental units. So what we're here for this morning still is a motion to approve that agreement and also give the director of the department the ability to execute any future documents that may be necessary to carry that out. For example, we have a memorandum of understanding that basically just is the process. As Ms. Nolman explained last week, there's going to be a lottery that's going to be up on the county's website. It talks about how that's going to be managed. So it's a straightforward agreement that carries out the obligations of Chapter 72 of our code, and we do have a motion ready. The motion is, be it moved that in accordance with Chapter 72 of the Code of Sussex County and based upon the recommendation of the Department of Community Development and Housing, the Coastal Tide, formerly known as Arbridge of Cottage Jail Agreement and Restrictive Covenants, is hereby approved to be executed by the President of Sussex County Council, and further Director of the Department of Community Development and Housing is authorized to execute any and all additional documents necessary to carry out the terms of the Coastal Tide, formerly known as Arbridge of Cottage Jail Agreement and Restrictive Covenants.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Questions on the motion, Mr. Burton.
What is the percentage of the income restricted homes to the total?
The actual units percentage, it's just over 15%, I believe. The minimum was 26 based on the original ordinance approval, 26 units.
So it was 15%, because back then that was our requirement.
Correct, and that's how it was approved during the land use process in 2010.
Okay.
Yeah. Any more questions to council?
What's the 15% coming to?
It's 26 units, so there's 168 units.
I understand units
yeah.
are.
Yeah, so it's.
But where's that, the money that's coming in going, where's it going, 15%?
Well, it's the 15% of the units, or 26 units are the affordably priced units. That money does go to the property owner as rent.
Go to the property owner
yes.
as rent?
Because it's the property owner, the landlord's project.
Well, who's going to pay the difference?
Nobody's paying the difference. They got additional consideration at the time.
Federal government or what?
No.
No
federal government involved?
It's all private.
No
yes.
state involved?
No.
no.
Or no county?
No.
So pass it.
Yeah. Yep.
Any more questions?
Sounds good to me. If we're not at the state, county.
More questions? Mr. Raleigh, I know you're online. You have any questions, sir?
No, I don't. I'm good. I'm just listening.
Okay. We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
I think it's a great thing. It's been a long time coming. You know, our current program recommendation is 10%. The last project that we did was 20%. This is 15%. You know, I think in the future we ought to look at higher numbers for the affordability, because there's a huge need for this type of unit. So I think this is great, and I'm glad I could be a part of voting, and I'm voting in favor.
Mr. Riley?
I also like this program, and I am anticipating good things, and I'd like to hear follow-up on, you know, how the program plays out over the coming months. I think we expect a very strong response, and so
thank you, sir. I also vote yes. Motion carried. I think it's something we're actually looking how it's going to work. This is a new thing for us, mm-hmm. and hope it's going to be a good thing. We can do more of these hopefully in the future. Thank you very much.
Can I point out one quick thing while,
you start again.
While I'm here? So as I mentioned last week, today with the signing of the agreement, we are now opening the lottery for the rental program for applications. So the it's just off of our website. It's the landing page is the Sussex County Rental Program, and the link is live here. So it's just a web form. It's also available in Spanish, but it's a pretty simple web form that folks can access and submit any time between today and January 22nd, at which time we will pull all of the applicants and run a sort of randomizing software program and have a list generated for our property manager to run through. So just wanted to show that, and I will definitely be back to provide an update on how it's going. So
sure.
Thank you, and thank you very much.
So you're talking about lottery. It's what, how to bring them in, right?
Correct.
Now, are we trying to put the military up top?
So they are certainly eligible to apply, yes.
I didn't hear you.
They are eligible to apply, yes.
Could they, if they apply, could they already move to the very top military?
We do not have a specific priority in there for the military.
They should have primary priority, I believe.
Okay.
Because after all, they served the country for 48 years, all these years they've been in the military, they should at least put them in that top priority.
I understand. Thank you.
Thank you guys very much.
You agree with that?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you both of you.
Oh,
go ahead.
No. Just if I could, just for a second, since this is the last time that I'm appearing in front of Mr. Wilson and Mr. Burton, I did want to thank you for the opportunity to work with both of you all. As we've heard from lots of people, we've had lots of good, thoughtful, and thought-provoking conversations. And I would say that Sam does not have a monopoly on those long and thoughtful, thought-provoking conversations. IG's definitely a close second when it comes to that. I would say those conversations often occurred in different ways and with very different perspectives. But as I mentioned, in each case, you know, they were very thought-provoking. I would say, I think everybody that's worked with both of you, would say that the hard questions and those difficult conversations made everybody who worked with you better at what they did for Sussex County. I really mean that. I mean, because we've all had real long conversations with both of them, and they make you think. They make you think, you question your own position, question what the law says, certainly what's best for Sussex County, what often has the most common sense. And that's good, and the end product is that Sussex County is better off because of it. I definitely agree with what at least one person said. Different perspectives lots of times and different disagreements, but both always had Sussex County's best interest at heart, so thank you for that. I will definitely not miss IG's noodling. me and Everett are in the same boat on that, trying to decipher four-page emails that, if you can picture this, they might as well have been hieroglyphics. I tried to think of the best way to describe it, and it's like somebody typed a four-page email on their phone with their left thumb with their eyes closed. And then you have to try to figure out what it was they were trying to say. It was a skill, and I won't necessarily miss those emails, but I will miss working with both of you all, and I wish you the best of luck in the future. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's probably a good idea come January the 5th, maybe the 4th, if you might want to fix your incoming email so all of that goes to spam.
That's right.
And auto erases.
Right. At that point, when it's his personal email, it just
either one,
it, right?
Yeah, spam. Yeah. Right to trash.
Don't have to worry about that with Mr. Wilson.
That's correct.
Thank you both.
Thank you. Mr. Medlars. Better come here and get this thing cleaned up for you. We want you safe.
these hurricane waters.
Hurricane water?
Isn't that?
It could be, it could be. It could be.
That was great call.
We're worrying him to death.
I thought too much, they had the mask on.
Okay, sir, come on down here. You've got four things on here, five, we just got a couple of stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to stay for all of them. Good morning, good afternoon. Mr. President, good afternoon, council members. While we are waiting for Mr. Hudson, for Councilman Hudson's return, I too will miss both of you. You know, like, I've worked with different Sussex County Councils since 1985. So I've seen a lot of council members. And they all bring something unique to the table, and you are no exception. You're both very unique, you both bring great perspective to it, and you're both Sussex Countyans. You know, like, keep that in mind.
Born and raised.
Born and raised, and the fact is that.
On the same farm.
And both are Sussex County businessmen.
And my son lives in a great-great-grandfather's house. A house been there over 150 years.
Now, I knew you had to top me, so that's okay, so.
So that means I got seniority.
I was gonna say you were probably heading this way, but really what I mean is you bring the Sussex County experience to the table, and that is unique.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. And you are now known, you are unique.
Yep, I've heard that before.
You're unique.
So in the.
Go ahead and get started, we'll just keep on moving.
Can you start? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know where he is, but we've got.
In the essence of time. The Allendale, you haven't touched Allendale in a while, but I want to bring to your attention a couple of key things. We now have, with the last bond bill, all the funding. We have all the funding, we believe, to finish the project. Mr. President and I, you both know, we, the county, is also committed to put some funding in the picture, but I do believe we have the vast majority of funding we need to improve the overall situation for the drinking water in Allendale. We also have the vast majority of the individual easement signed. And you may recall, we need to have an easement signed for every single property to make improvements on that property. So we're about at 70%, and hopefully we will get there all the way to improve the situation, not only for the drinking water side, but also for the individual plumbing side. What we haven't touched is the agreement with the county, with the consulting engineers. Two things to that. Initially, we planned on an elevated storage tank, the agreement with the Artesian Water Company, envisioned that. Since then, the water company stepped back and said a ground level tank, pressure tank would be good, preferred. Hence, we moved that into the design. That is the request today, the fee for that design. The acquisition, the easements, working with DSWA, who's granting us the easement. So that's the ask for today. So if you have any questions, otherwise I have a motion.
Please read your motion.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, amendment number one to the base engineering contract.
I won't let this do the thing once.
For the Allendale Water District with Davis Bourne and Fidel Incorporated be approved in the amount not to exceed $35,000 for additional professional services.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Burton.
Hans, are the easements for a one-time hookup, or is it for life? Is it maintenance? Is it?
It's a one-time deal. So if you sign, we then can use public funds and or county funds to hook your well up and abandon your well. If you do not sign, we cannot spend public funds on your property. So we have really worked ourselves with our partners, many thanks to First State and many thanks to NCOL, many thanks to the organization, the Allendale Development and Civic Organization, and Mrs. Price, you know. Everybody worked hard to get this signed, and we will never get all of them, Councilman, but we hope we get to the 85-90% mark.
But if you don't get the easements, they don't get the water hookup.
They get to hook up, but they have to pay for it themselves.
Okay, so the easement portion of it allows for assisted funding?
Yes, money, public funds to be spent on private property.
And, but it's not an easement for future maintenance?
Nope.
Or it's just, we're going to hook it up, take a walk?
It's a one-time contractual.
And whose land is the tank on?
The Delaware Solid Waste Authority.
Okay.
Right next to the recycling center.
Okay, but it's going to be our tank?
Right next to the recycling center, right next to the county pump station. It will be our construction project, but it will be the facility for Artesian.
I'm sorry, you told me. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Artesian, we're going to build the tank, and Artesian's going to then manage the tank?
That is affirmative, yes.
Mr. Wilson?
That is good water there.
We
know it's good water.
Yes, because the water source already exists, has been tested, and already serves a portion of Ellendale, Ingram Village.
In other words, not only water.
No, there's not a guessing game. We know it's good.
Well, they got good water there at Wheatless. When that Ben Cheever hooked up there?
Yes, that's where it'd be connected to.
And that's where it went to?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where.
Any more questions, council?
I thought we did, but I wasn't sure.
Take the vote, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I would get the motion carried. Next, sir.
On the South Coastal side, Mr. President, quick update. The town of Ellendale executed the agreement. We are fully under agreement with all of our partners. We hope within and Selbyville. Ellendale, let's say Ellendale, Selbyville.
I knew where you were.
Haven't moved on from the last project.
Sorry.
So the what we're touching today, and this is because our administrator said, "Don't dilly-dally around." Huh? So the update to the on the electric side, we have good news. We touched that subject twice. It has to do with the motor control center replacement in the sludge management building at South Coastal. The motor control center was larger. RFP 16 dealt with that. Then we had some breaker changes. We dealt with that with RFP 29. And we now could revert back, take that back out. We've managed to find a way around that one. And we can take a credit of the $9,000 we just spent. So that's good news. I hate to have touched it three times, but in the end, it's a good thing.
Good.
On the general construction side, we have two interesting aspects. You previously approved the interconnection of the two drain lines to the aeration basins, the new one and the old one. In that thinking process, our team had requested to add individual shutoff valve. If you remember our tour, we were looking at the filters we're building. You saw the exposed pipe we almost hit. If that pipe had been hit and we don't have these shutoff valves, then we would drain an entire tank out without being able to stop it. So the addition of $30,000 worth of valves to each one of the individual eight tanks prevents us from that ever happening accidentally. So we're buying insurance for it would be a significant environmental impact if we did that.
Sure.
So it's a good suggestion our team has come up with, and we got a good pricing on it.
Okay, you have a motion?
Is the and I broke this one out in two motions because we touched the aeration tanks at the Rehoboth facility twice. One is for the remediation, originally for Ronca, for the electrical component upgrades for BW. Now they also found that the structural steel supporting the walkways, etc., was compromised, so they did repairs to that on a T&M basis for Basin 1, which was in the order of $5,000. So we wanted to do this also for Basin 2 when we take it down, or Ditch 2 it's called. So we're recommending a T&M change order for Ronca to do the structural repairs for both ditches, $10,500. And that is going to be carried on the Rehoboth side of the project. The city public works director has approved it, so I recommend that we authorize that to proceed. But I always do this in two different COs, change orders, so we can keep the funding apart between the South Coastal side and the Rehoboth side. So we actually have two more.
Please read your first one.
you get down, Greg, might explain that to me, what you said.
You got two motions you're going to do.
So let's start with the electrical side. Be moved based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that revised change order 8, that's a revised change order 8 for contract C-19-17, South Coastal Treatment Process Upgrade Number 3 and Rehoboth Capital Improvement Program Phase 2, electrical construction, be approved, decreasing the contract by $9,040 for new contract total, $21,785,321.
Pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion?
Who's paying for this?
Wait, Mr. Burton.
I'm sorry, Mr. Burton.
Is this the motion with the valves, the 30,000?
No, that's the motion.
I'll wait.
Mr. Wilson, you got a question?
Who's paying for it?
The users.
Users?
No, this is even funnier. May I?
Or just cash?
It's a decrease, Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, this is less. Yeah.
I'm glad you explained it to us all.
Is it $9,000 less they were going to pay?
Well, I don't know why we have to vote on it if we're going to get money back.
Yes, we're getting money back.
There you go.
Get money back. I think I should vote for that.
I think you should.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Be removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department change order 6 and 7 for contract C-19-11 South Coastal Treatment Process Upgrade Number 3 and Rehoboth Beach Capital Improvement Program Phase 2 General Construction be approved, increasing the contract by $10,500 and $31,974.51 respectively for a new contract total of $40,647,034.14.
Pleasure, council.
How much you say? 40 million.
40 million.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion?
I didn't.
Mr. Burton.
I didn't think I heard you right. Go ahead.
So the you're putting the valves on every tank.
Yes.
Do we have that in our other tanks? I mean, it seems like a much needed item.
This covers both the existing tank we were standing on and the four new tanks. So we now have it on all 8 aeration tanks. So it's a combination, existing and new. Okay. Both are covered.
Great, thank you.
Any more questions, council?
How much money?
Mr. Wilson.
How much money did you say?
$40 million.
Total. $40 million. What does that mean, about put on 8?
No. The whole project's $40 million.
For valves.
$30,000 for the valves, Councilor.
$30,000
for the valves. All 8.
For all 8 valves, $30,000.
Special valves by those things.
Mm-hmm.
What size valves are they?
They are varying in size, but the majority are 8-inch and 10-inch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any more questions, the council?
Roll play.
Close. We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I believe motion carried. Next, sir.
Quick update on the Heron Creek Contract 2. That is the Northern Peninsula, Pinewater Farms, Heron Creek Estates, etc., right around the Sloan Road area. So we have two action items here. There is initially we had intended to have contracts 3 and 2 progress at the same time. That would be the Sloan Road contract and the Banks Road contract, which would have allowed the drill to connect the two, because we're crossing Hopkins Prong, and that connects the two contracts together. The negotiations back and forth between the Delta permitting and us put the Banks Road project a couple of months behind it. It is now just about getting permitted. But in order to catch up, we need to move the drill under the prong from contract 3 in contract 2. We asked for a proposal from the contractor, JGID. They gave us a broken down proposal. We reviewed it against the one we just completed under the Lewis Rehoboth Canal, which we did on a time and material basis. We believe the offer is very fair and equitable to us, and we are proposing that we approve the change order proposal contingent upon USDA's concurrence, because they are funding it. In order to get that done, we also come up with a method that we move the easement from the west side of the property, we're drilling across to the east side. And that aligns it in a more straight crossing, which avoids what's called a compound turn, where you're not just going under and up, where you're going under, over, and up. So now we're going just, we're doing a single turn versus a compound turn. And when you read through the proposals, you can see the compound turning is much more expensive. So getting the easement moved makes a lot of sense. That causes some costs for the owner, and they requested to be compensated for that move. And Ms. Jennings and I discussed that we would offer the cost of appraisal so we don't have to reappraise it and then pay the changed amount. So that seemed to be a good approach. So we have a motion, but it covers both these aspects, Mr. President.
Please read your motion.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council move to approve the revised easement purchase of parcel 234-17, period 1215.00, as part of the Heron Creek sewer system expansion in the amount of $1,500 in lieu of appraisal.
As your council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson.
How far apart is that?
It moves it about 200 feet from one side.
About 200 feet?
Yes.
You're just moving on the other side of Sloan Road, so
yes.
You're going across into that little triangle
yes.
piece on the other side.
It just had some implications to that development when they want to build their house. They would have preferred it on the opposite side, but they're going to work with us on that side.
Great. Any more questions? Take a vote, Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
I vote yes.
Motion carried, sir. Next.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number one for contract S20-07, Heron Creek Sanitary Sewer District North Gravity Sewer and Force Main be approved, increasing the contract amount by $259,900 for a new contract total of $5,350,900 contingent upon USDA concurrence.
Pleasure, your counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Hello,
yeah. I have motion carried. Thank you, sir. Patrick Brown, come on down.
How much that deal cost us?
I'm sorry.
How much that cost? Nancy just got done with it. It doesn't matter. Don't check your feet anyway.
No, I'm not checking my feet.
Hi, good afternoon, Council.
Good afternoon, sir.
I'm here today with a Chapter 96 Community Improvements Program update. Back last year, we started the process for New Road Estates, a small 9-lot subdivision off New Road in the Lewis area. We were here in March, and by resolution, we adopted to go to an election to move this project forward. Unfortunately, with COVID and things that we had to deal with, the election could not be held until just recently in November. So we took the project to election. Six of the 9 lot owners decided to vote in the election. All 6 were favorable votes. So the next step in the Chapter 96 program would be to take this project by resolution into a design and bidding phase. With that, we would collect bids, come back to you again, and potentially award the project after construction. We would come back one more time, and the financing would be laid out, and all the costs incurred by the county would be reimbursed by the homeowners. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to entertain them. And I have the resolution to take us into the
If you would
design.
Read a resolution, short title or whatever.
Yeah. I got a question. Who you represent, you said?
The engineering department.
He works for Hans.
Worked for Hans?
Yes. Yes, sir.
You need to put that on. I work for Hans. So I can do that.
Perfect.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Resolution authorizing the Sussex County Engineer to perform improvements and the Sussex County Engineer and Finance Director to determine a uniform assessment rate for billing upon substantial completion of the improvements for the New Road Estates Chapter 96 Sussex Community Improvement Project.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Hello, yes.
Lucy Carey, thank you, sir.
Thank you all.
Mr. Ashman, come on down, please.
Do you know he's sitting up on that corner here?
I'm sorry?
You know Rob is sitting over here?
He was over there, yeah. He's on the screen. Yeah. He's not smiling, but he's there.
He hadn't changed either.
Oh, he moved. He just moved. He's okay.
He'd look to see if I, see if he shaved or not.
Mr. Ashman and I both conducted the public hearings, and they're somewhat unusual, at least one of them, so we'll try to update you on that.
Mr. Ashman, sir.
Good afternoon. The first one we have is for the Briarwood Estates expansion. This one was given approval to post notices on October 20th of this year, and that was based on the results of 37 people in favor of their polling letter and 11 opposed. The engineering department held the public hearing last Friday, December 11th, at Connolly's United Methodist Church, and we discussed the proposed boundary, estimated rates, and the county rate structure. One of those parcels that is in the subdivision that was represented by people there had not responded to our polling letter, so we reached out to them to see if their interest had been swayed in favor or opposed, and they are in favor. So currently at this time, we have 38 parcels in favor and 11 opposed out of 72 potential parcels. The engineering department is recommending that council approve this expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include Briarwood Estates subdivision.
Okay, you have a...
I have a resolution.
Resolution, yeah.
This is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include the Briarwood Estates subdivision on the north side of John J. Williams Highway. The area is located in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, counsel.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
We've now had four COVID public hearings plus the big public education meeting for the In the Base project.
Right.
So we're getting their experience here.
Here?
One of them was here. The other four were at Thomas.
Okay. This next one is for the Collins Avenue expansion of the Unified Sewer District. This was also approved to post notices on October 20th. A polling letter was developed and sent to residents. There were 21 responses out of 32 potential parcels for a 65% response, which is about average. We held a hearing on December the 3rd, 2020, also at Connolly's Chapel. Attendance was not very strong, but we did have some residents there able to discuss. We discussed the boundary, the estimated rates, and the rate structure. After the meeting, the presentation was provided to one of the property owners in the area that has several parcels. That information provided made them reconsider their request for service, and they sent a request to change their decision. That changes our, it flip-flops our thing from 12 in favor to 9 opposed to now 14 opposed and 9 in favor. And the engineering department is recommending that we abandon this project and move forward with those that have a stronger interest.
If I may add, the distribution of the people not in favor is such that John and I tried to salvage one side or the other of this on Plantation Road, but the opposition is pretty much equally on both sides. So we will have to wait until a better time when we have a stronger support of the extension.
Yeah, it works out to about 4 in favor on what we'll call the east side and 5 in favor on the west side. They can be done as two individual projects if need be. So if we see stronger from either side, then we can move forward.
Sure. Okay, you have a motion.
I do not. I just abandon the project unless you decide to include it.
I make a motion to abandon.
There you go. Probably need a motion for that.
We hate to do that, but we do not also feel it is in the county council's interest to extend this service upon request. So not upon, you know, like just because the engineering department wants another project.
If you guys are out jogging, you come back and put it on my place.
There you go. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I got about 130-some lots there.
Ms. Jennings, grant requests.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant request is First State Community Action Agency. They're requesting $5,000 for their culinary arts training program. Their target population includes adults 18 and over who are unemployed, underemployed, disabled, moving from welfare, or displaced workers. Last grant received was $2,000 from Mr. Wilson and Mr. Burton placed on the agenda.
Okay. Mr. Burton.
Yeah, I put this on. I spoke to Bernice and learned about what this group is doing and what challenges they have really been affected by COVID. And I think they do great work at getting adults back into the workforce. And if there's ever a time that we need that to happen, it's now more than ever. So I would like to give my remaining funds to the First State Action Agency for the Culinary Arts Program, and I have no idea what that amount is.
That is $4,250.
I would like to grant $4,250.
Okay, Mr. Wills, do you want to do anything here? Or?
Yes.
Knowing how much money he has left and given chair, $266.75.
I'd like to give that.
So how close are they then to their $5,000 they need?
So they need $483.25 to get to the $5,000.
$483.25?
Yes.
I'll give them $485.
Okay.
I bet that better than someone 25 cents or something there, so.
You talking about $4.85?
No, I'm not. So, motion, Mr. Burton. Mr. Wilson, second motion. We grant $5,000 to First State Community Action Agency for Culinary Arts Program, being $4,250 for Mr. Burton, $266.75 for Mr. Wilson, and $485 for my account. Question on the motion. Take a vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
How much was mine? You'd say that?
And I vote yes. Motion carried. $266.75.
I probably got it.
Okay. Next.
Okay. And then the last one is from CHEER. They're requesting $9,833.23 to be used for their virtual programs. These funds will be used to purchase equipment and pay for operational costs of virtual programming in an effort to reach more Sussex County seniors and increase the frequency and duration of their participating in CHEER's online virtual offerings. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $500 for Mr. Burton and $500 for Mr. Wilson, and Mr. Wilson placed on the agenda.
Mr. Wilson.
I make a motion to give it to him.
So you want to give him $9,833.23?
23 cents.
Yes.
Okay. Fact from Mr. Wilson, Council Bank account. For the CHEER with their virtual programs.
You won't spend that much, are you, IT?
No, Mr. Wilson motions, have a second for that.
Second,
Mr. Hudson.
I'm just asking you, are you willing for me to spend that much?
Go ahead.
Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
And I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, Ms. Jennings.
Thank you.
Opposed, that word's introduction, Mr. Moore.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Mr. President.
The first one is in Mr. Wilson's district. It's an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR General Residential District and an AR1 Agricultural Residential District for a 35.4-acre solar field to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Bing in Northwest Fork Country, Sussex County, containing 142.80 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
The next one is in Mr. Hudson's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for multifamily, 19 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.93 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Hudson, introduce it.
That's all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments. Anybody got any comments?
I've been setting up.
Okay. Hearing none. Entertaining motion to go to executive session for personnel and land acquisition.
So move.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
How do we guess? We're now in executive session, then we're going downstairs.
We're going to try to stay right here for the sake of time, okay?
Okay, we're going to stay in council chambers, okay?
So stand by. We'll get electronics.